Now, the Economic and Social Research Institute has been casting its expert eye over Budget 2020. They've been giving their assessment this morning. More on all of that from our economics correspondent Robert Short after this clip from Karina Dourley, who's Senior Research Officer with the ESRI.
We would agree that the overall budget is prudent. The fact that tax and benefit thresholds were frozen means that in cash terms, in real income terms, low-income households are losing out by more than high-income households. However, there was a lot of expenditure in this budget as well, and some of this expenditure will go to compensate those low-income households that are losing out in direct disposable income terms. So policies like the national childcare schemes will certainly compensate to some extent the low-income households who are losing out because of wage growth and the failure of their benefit package to keep pace with this.
And that was the verdict of the ESRI. Robert Short with me. So while it's a prudent budget and while there are some, if you like, offsetting measures, the lowest income households are impacted most by this budget. And you have a graph in front of you, we'll be tweeting it out later, that shows all that from the ESRI.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty clear on you. So there's two things happening in the economy. So wages are going up and they're forecast to go up by about 4.5% next year. But prices are going up also. So if you take wages, if wages are going up, that means that more people will be paying more in tax next year. So that's going to hit people. And if you don't adjust tax rates, it's an effective tax increase. And then for those on social welfare, prices are going up. So inflation is forecast to go up by about 1.4% next year. And there was no general adjustment or increase in welfare rates in the budget. So that means that their incomes will also be affected. Mm-hmm. So put all that together, and the ESRI has figured out that for the lowest 10% of households, they'll see their incomes depreciate by 3% next year compared to the highest income households, who are at least benefiting from an increase in wages in the workplace. They'll only see their incomes go down by 1%. And that leads the ESRI to conclude that while they think the budget is prudent, or more or less the right thing to do, it's definitely regressive in that it hits the poorer households hardest.
How does this impact the risk of poverty in households?
Well, it definitely sends it in one way. In other words, it increases. And there's various different measures of how poverty is measured in the economy. So they use this at-risk of poverty rate that's gone up as a result of the policies in Budget 2020 from 15.9% to 16.6%. Now, those figures maybe just really don't mean that much to people, but I think in you know, bread and butter terms, if you're getting a certain payment in social welfare, it doesn't go up. If prices go up, if the price of putting fuel in your tank, if it's a carbon tax, or food prices are going up, and we still don't know what the impact of a no-deal Brexit could be mm-hmm. on those goods coming in from the UK, then you're going to see what's left in your pocket at the end of the week going down.
On the other hand, I've also seen economic analysis saying that this is a budget where government spending has gone up by billions. So how can the government be spending billions more, and equally the lowest income households are worst affected by this budget?
Well, absolutely. And if you strip out the what they've laid aside for a no-deal Brexit, overall government expenditure is going to go up by 5.1%. So it's a significant amount, over 3 billion euro. And the ESRI themselves would accept that, you know, households are going to benefit from those increases in public spending. And there were some particular measures in social welfare in some rates, particularly for the under 25s and in the living a home allowance and so on. But overall, it's much harder to estimate what impact that's going to have. So they look at what the direct impact will be by not adjusting the social welfare rates in general and not adjusting income tax rates.
Okay.